A Woman on a Green Front Porch by Cal Freeman. My mother again, West Detroit again, reciting Alfred Noyes into the night. A baseball in the streetlights glow with moths and bats, an aluminum bat's ping. A homonymical man, my father, John Calvin Freeman, Jr., drinking 8 o'clock bean coffee, purchased from the A&P on Evergreen, swinging one-handed at a tee set in the road. Later that night, Orville Redenbacher popcorn hissing and percussing on the stove, butter melting in a little pewter pan, basketball rim on the garage, canebrake in the alley behind the cratering garage, sequestering bright berries crenulated like rodent brains, diaphanous with beads of dew, the slow accretions of prefixes and modifiers as antihistorical, anti-orbital nouns settle into their terminal positions and shrug off their burdensome sentences, the declensions they suggest. Rim, basketball rim, alley, alleyway, street, streetlight. The cicada clipped by the shovel blade as I dug into the alley's tedro loam, the crunch of its green body, the lesson in the way it stilled, its annular arboreal song cut off. To sing perpetually without sustenance was its sentence, and my wish. The Macintosh tree in the next door neighbor's yard, bees in the overripe flesh of fallen fruit. A little league teammate spotted standing at a bus stop in the rain with his grandmother on their way to those gravel baseball diamonds behind the little Catholic church on Ford Road. My mother regaling our catcher, Casey Philo, with her rendition of Casey at the bat. The joy of a late inning rally in Warrendale. The joyless Mudville of the poem. Red mechanical pitching machine. The rattle of its shunt as a tall man pops the handle to deliver a strike. A recurring dream of that Dutch colonial on Vaughan Street, leveled during the lay of Engler for another milkweed lot. Vinnie Johnson's last second shot against Portland, 1990. My father walking ahead of my cousin and me toward Warren Avenue with my sister on his shoulders. The glut of muscle cars and drunks, a threnody of honking horns, heads sticking out of windows and sunroofs shouting, "Bad boys!" The beautiful American word, sure, by Delmore Schwartz, a battered paperback of Jim Carroll's Living at the Movies. A chestnut mare reined. The story of that horse, no man's mare, impossibly written by Juna Barnes, in which a slender woman's corpse must gallop into the sea at high tide or suffer the humiliation of the living, social being, an enactment of what Camus called the only serious philosophical question. The 90s, the suicides of Kurt Cobain and Doug Hopkins, Molly Bloom's soliloquy punctuated by its strings of yeses, that line from Borges, the Library of Babel, to speak is to fall into tautology, which I take to mean the story of our story is the only story we can tell while we encrypt the details of our lives. The Wolfman's magic word, the water passage in Ithaca and Ulysses. What in water did Bloom, water lover, drawer of water, water carrier returning to the range admire? Groseal, where it looks across the strait to Amherstburg. Groseal, where it looks across the Trenton Channel to the defunct McLouth steel plant, setting sun peeking through chipped out isosceles of glass. The Fermi cooling towers as seen from Gibraltar Bay. The Fermi cooling towers is seen from the beach at Breast Bay at Stirling State Park. Gil Scott Heron's We Almost Lost Detroit. Nirvana's All Apologies. Larry Larson singing The Fields of Athenroy in an Irish bar in Corktown. Joni Mitchell's The Last Time I Saw Richard. This poem, some dark cafe where I'm fatefully boring someone. To capture the way the black knee socks on a bay stallion looked in a paddock at Rushlow's Arabian's farm. The sadness of a barn on an August afternoon, brought on by the knowledge that these long summer days would not go on forever. Strands of orange fly tape hanging in the hayloft. Desiccated blue bottles stuck to them. Great oak towering above the farmhouse. Tire swing hanging from a sturdy branch by a cattle rope. Father Justin Kelly reciting the wreck of the Deutschland in that musty lecture hall at Livernoy in 6 Mile. Holding Sarah Pazer's hand is wrapped, we listen.